Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
Get up!
What? You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh my God! What could be better than that?
Alice at 97.3.
Magical!
So magical!
Oh, Maddie.
Yikes.
That was great. Alice 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Good vibes and variety. We've got those on offer here. And some Ed Sheeran tickets. I want to say this might have been the first song he came out and did when he was doing the loop. The first time we saw him doing that. Well, the first time I saw him doing it, I should say. He did a Alice in Winterland. And I want to say he set this whole song up, and it was like the first. I was like, holy crap, I can't believe
he's
it.
He's amazing. You're going to love this show if you haven't seen him. And by the way, you may be like, Ed Sheeran, he's got a million hits. Mm-hmm. Like if you start to look at it, you'll go, oh, we're talking like
all the hit songs.
Dozens of hits.
And we've got some tickets for you right now. Text the word Alice, A-L-I-C-E. Hey, that's us. To our contest line. Text Alice to our contest line. 20357. That is those five numbers of the contest line. If you text our regular line, you are not entered. We'll see it and go, oh, that's too bad. 20357. Those five numbers are the official contest line. You'll be entered to win tickets to see Ed Sheeran July 25th at Levi Stadium. Text the word Alice to 20357 right now, and you're in the running for next summer's biggest show. Courtesy of Messina Touring Group.
I'm looking at his top song, Shape of You, Perfect, Castle on the Hill, Shivers, Thinking Out Loud, The A-Team. It's a lot. It doesn't
so
just keeps
many.
Going and going and going. Guy's a hit machine.
By the way, I got a few texts. People were asking, how do you find out if you won? Here's how you find out. If you won, you will get an email. So if you have registered and put in an email that was... Oh, I guess that's just stuff on the app.
Yeah.
I guess you get a text back.
You get a text back. You should get a bounce back text saying you're entered.
And then you'll get one if you win.
If you win, that's how they'll come. They have your phone number. They will text you. You scared me. I'm like, I don't think that's it. All right. I'm going to start with Taylor. Glory be if she is not finding another way to get some money out of us. And this is fantastic. She's got a film that's going to be released in theaters for one weekend only to celebrate her new album. Taylor Swift, the queen of marketing. It's called The Life. It's called Official Release Party of a Showgirl. And it's 89 minutes long, and it's in theaters October 3rd, 4th, and 5th. Yes, Vin, your hands up.
Bob.
Yes.
Will you go to this show the weekend that it's out?
Of course.
Okay.
I hope you already got tickets.
You know I did.
Oh, you did?
Of course you did. The tickets are $12 each before fees because it's her 12th album.
Oh, I love that.
Tickets are on sale already, but they are in such high demand that they crashed like the AMC Theater website. Or app or whatever people are using to buy their stuff on.
Swifties know you got to be quick on the trigger finger.
You do. You have to do it. They say Taylor Swift fans flood AMC app, causing hour plus waits for showgirl tickets and inability to purchase other films. Like there was no room for anyone else on there. It's a big event. It's really
unbelievable.
cool some of the stuff that they're talking about in here. Let's see. It's a party program envisioned as a large-scale version of her Secret Sessions album events. So it'll premiere the first music video from her 12th album for the song The Fate of Ophelia. And it just, you know, if you're a Swiftie, this is what you want. This is what you're looking for. Thank you, Taylor. So let's see. There's also behind the scenes footage of the making of the album, which is super fun, and lyric videos. Taylor says, looks like it's time to brush off that Eras Tour outfit or your orange cardigan. And they are saying, do not think you're just sitting in a seat and watching this. Don't be mad when everyone around you is singing and dancing. It's allowed and encouraged. They're saying no blocking the aisles, no standing on the seats, but get up and dance. And there's going to be like lyric video. So they'll be playing the music and have the lyrics going and stuff. And I'm not sure how much of it at that point they'd be able to play anything they wanted off the record because it's available. It starts on October 3rd and that's the release date of the show.
Of the record.
So go have fun, but don't think you're just going to sit and watch. Don't shush the people in front of you.
Has anybody seen the ads for the new DiCaprio movie? When is that? One Battle After Another.
What's it called?
One Battle After Another.
Yes, and it looks good.
I'm going to see it today. I'm going to a early IMAX screening.
Oh.
Tonight.
What?
I'm so excited. But I don't think I can talk about it for a couple of days. It'll be under embargo.
Oh.
You're telling me you're already scheduled to go see the new DiCaprio. It looks so funny. I can't wait.
I'm so excited.
You are?
Yeah.
Who else is in it? Is there a trailer floating around?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it's a great trailer. The trailer it's a good trailer. Sean Penn's in it. Benicio Del Toro's in it.
That's who I saw,
Regina
Del Toro.
Hall, Tiana Taylor.
Yeah, I don't know, I think I saw it during the football game or something because that's all I watched yesterday, but it was super funny and I thought, oh my gosh, Leo, like this might be a fun movie.
It looks good.
I was also reading where he's going to do another movie with Jennifer Lawrence.
And Scorsese.
Yeah.
Yes, I saw that too.
He's a busy guy.
He's a working actor.
Yep. And that girlfriend is 27 now.
I actually don't think he works that much though. Like, this is when's the last DiCaprio film?
He had Killers of the Flower Moon last year.
That was a big
one.
With Martin Scorsese.
It didn't do amazing at the box
office. Yeah, I didn't see that.
For a while, he did seem like there was always some DiCaprio movie. And it feels like it has slowed down.
Huh. Yeah, I didn't see Killers of the... And I actually don't think that was well received. You're right.
I mean, people thought it was really good. Like, the critics liked it. But it's a hard, hard watch.
Oh,
just because it's sad.
It was the one with, he's like a pioneer man.
Yes,
and there's
indigenous people made a lot of money off of the oil in their land and how white people came and took advantage of them to get that money.
Freaking white people.
Yeah.
Whites.
He does a lot of producing. I'm looking at his upcoming projects and there's just a ton of things that as a producer, I might have just given him money, but he's busy.
You know, it's funny because I feel like I see stories about him all the time. By stories, I mean pictures of him on a yacht with hot chicks. And that's really not a story.
Nope.
But I did notice recently I saw some pictures of him on a yacht with a hot chick and they were saying that she's been his girlfriend for 2 years and now she's 27. And I thought, because of course I thought it. Like, oh, well, that's the cutoff for him.
I wonder if the storyline got to him. He's like, I got to prove him wrong. I'll keep this one around for a little while.
Well, he has to know that 27 has been his cutoff for quite some time. I mean,
why would he want to prove anybody wrong? He's living the dream.
Or maybe he is looking for love. And if he does find someone, now he's probably like, oh, crap, man, she's 27. Everyone's going to be giving her crap because...
I give him credit for keeping his mouth shut and he doesn't have to, or he can do whatever he wants. But I would say he's probably very much like, who's the other guy? Seth Rogen? He talks about, me and my wife are not having kids. Stop asking us. We don't want them. We've seen what they do to your life.
And we've made the conscious choice not to have
them. We have all our money. We travel. We're in great shape. We're healthy. Our relationship with each other is incredible. We like what we're doing. Yeah.
We can smoke weed in the house.
That DiCaprio's probably like...
You don't have to childproof.
I know all of you aren't going to take my opinion to, you know, nicely or well, so I'll just keep my mouth shut, but I'm living my dream.
I'm living your dream.
I hang with hot chicks. I never have any
of
my fun times spoiled.
There's a whole bunch of hot chicks. We can choose a new one. I mean, people are lining up for the job. I'm sure they're all wonderful women.
It is funny when you don't have kids, how often people will ask you, and they'll get aggressive like, well, why not? Well, why not? And it's like, it's none of your business why we just don't want to have kids.
Maybe we're having trouble having kids. Maybe we hate kids. Like, I mean, there's so many reasons to not ask that
question.
Maybe
we did the math and it's not worth the money.
Mm. Yeah.
But we don't know them yet, so we're going to keep it that way.
I feel like they would ask me questions they wouldn't have asked my wife. You know, like, well, why come? How come? You know, where you don't, I didn't hear her getting that as much as I did.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, and on the flip side, I will tell you that I wasn't really quick to have kids in my life, but my kid lost her front tooth the other day, and she's the cutest she's ever been. And there I am taking it. Yeah, oh, it's so funny. I just love it. And then she's all in this gymnastics. Come here, roll video. I'm going to do a back bend for you. Okay.
Rolling.
Hey.
Both options are great.
Yes.
Kids or no kids.
Yes. That's the point
like
I'm
whatever
making.
Whatever choice you want to make.
Do you.
Yep. The headline here is Adele is in talks to play the 2026 Super Bowl halftime show.
She would crush it. I've heard this rumor. She would definitely crush it.
But Taylor's doing it.
Yeah.
No, for sure. I don't know if they're like, oh, we're not ready to announce yet, so put out these other storylines about these other people, or if people are just trying to get clicks because Super Bowl is related to Taylor Swift. I don't know what that's about, but there's not a doubt in my mind that it's Taylor Swift.
I will say this, in not having anything to do with Taylor, I will say it's weird the wide span of fans that Adele has. Mm-hmm. Like, it's kids and 70-year-olds mm-hmm. sing her song too. Like, and everybody all the way through.
She has crossed over into every place you can be. Like, people go, oh yeah, Adele. Yep, Adele.
So I could see it, although I don't understand. She doesn't feel like the football fan's first choice.
I know. Like, Taylor, I think, could really rock that joint. I hope it's Taylor, but you're right. Adele, I'm sure she'd probably whip up a great show and, you know.
It sounds like a joke.
It does kind of sound
That's
like
what
a joke.
I'm saying. It doesn't sound like the football fan's first choice.
No.
Personally, you come to me and you say, who do you want to see do that? I would say, it's Metallica's turn.
Mm. And people have said that Metallica's been talking to people about this. Also, Miley Cyrus there's some buzz around that too.
Oh, I like that one.
I don't know if this is all just misdirection. Like, I really do feel like she dropped enough Easter eggs that I believe in Taylor. Although they say last year we knew by the end of September who was going to play at the Super Bowl. And so her announcing, you know, her dropping those hints in August, we all thought was a logical time for her to be doing that, and then some kind of, but no announcement has been made yet, and all these other names are coming up.
I don't know. I mean, I remember the year that, and this is just because we all have different preferences and different likes and dislikes. I remember the year they said, it's Usher, and I went, what the? Usher? And then every person I knew went, he's got 10,000 hits. What are you talking about?
I'm like, I don't know any
He's
of those.
The best performer, and, you know, he is the heir to the Michael Jackson throne. I'm like, oh, I didn't know. Okay.
And I watched him and I still don't know.
He did the roller skating thing, didn't he?
Yes, I think so. I think of one thing when I think of Usher.
I know what you think of.
VD. So.
The end.
Yeah, that's what I think about. There was a quote from one of the ladies who was saying she gave him that one thing you keep forever. And, I just went, oh my God, I'll never think of anything else when I think of Usher.
Aw, poor Usher.
He ushered in
the Well, he was giving it to other
era.
People, according to the stories. It's not really poor Usher. wasn't really being very forthcoming about what he was, what this.
The gift that would keep on giving forever and ever.
What this fan moment would actually, you know, mean for her.
Yeah. I hope it was worth it. Bye. Anyway, there's that. And I'll just read you the headline on this next one. If you're a Madonna fan, she got a new dance album coming in 2026.
Would you classify yourself as a Madonna fan?
I'm not a Madonna fan, but I haven't paid much attention to her in, of late. There are definitely songs that I'm like, oh my God, this brings me back to a certain time, or, you know, there's some, and certainly from the video era, and she was a very interesting person for a long time. Now, whenever I think of Madonna, I think of, oh my God, what's she done to her voice? And also that she says there's no winning. If I don't do it, they say I look old and tired. And if I do it, they say, look at what she's done to herself. So Madonna, she's announced a new dance album coming your way in 2026. I guess she's reunited with Warner Records, her former label home of 25 years. All right, Vincent, what's coming up in the news?
I would call myself a huge Madonna fan.
Would you?
And to this day, I can be in the car like with the fam and we're going to a restaurant. And if I put on a Madonna song, the whole place starts singing.
You must be my lucky star.
All those, yes, that and more. So it's, I'm, yes, I understand she's in her 60s and trying to play a game that's for 20-year-olds. Mm-hmm. But I'm a fan. And plane crashes could be a thing of the past.
Oh, well, after let's hurry with that.
Yeah.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
Blah, blah, blah.
Get up.
Wake up.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Legit. Yeah.
Alice at 97.3.
Alice 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Check out the Alice 973 Instagram. Lots of video reels and pics from the Sarah and Vinny posted up there from the show posted daily. Plus links to all of our personal profiles.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Ed Sheeran Tickets.
I'm in love with your body.
That's right. The guy you just heard all this week. Listen on the fives every hour from 7.05 a.m. to 6.05 p.m. for the code word. Mm. Text that code word to our contest line 20357 for your chance to win a pair of tickets to Ed Sheeran on July 25th at Levi's Stadium, courtesy of Messina Touring Group. That's right. Wouldn't it be nice to have a date in your summer, next summer, right? Already planned.
Something epic like this. Uh-huh. Mason's got you at 10:05. Next chance.
Okay, here's what's happening today. High in the mid to upper 80s. It is the first day of fall. And for the record, we fall back on November 2nd. There was an earthquake early this morning. If you're just joining us, Sleepyhead, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Sleepyhead. Mm. You slept right through the earthquake. It was at 2:55-ish in the morning, 4.3.
Everybody on the show felt it. Yep. Incredible. We live all over the Bay Area. We all felt it.
Tonight, Monday Night Football is Detroit at Baltimore, 5:15 game time. Let's see here. So I mentioned plane crashes, which is not a fun subject. And certainly there are people who are terrified to fly.
Yes.
In fact, there are people who are forced to travel for their careers that will take buses and trains and anything but a plane.
Do anything they can to avoid getting on a plane.
I don't know if this would be the solution to that problem for those people or not. Lots of people get anxious about flying, despite them being probably safer than the car you're driving to the airport.
That's what they say.
The stats would say
that.
You're
much more likely to get in a car accident.
Two engineers are working on something called Project Rebirth.
Oh.
They're investigating what would happen if airbags were added to planes on the outside of the plane.
Oh.
Here's a picture, just so Sarah can sort of give you an idea what we're talking about here.
Oh, it looks like the Stay Puft Marshmallow plane.
That's exactly right. It looks like the Goodyear guy or the Stay Puft guy.
There's... Yeah, that is, well, it feels like it needs to be bigger and cover more of the sides. But, I mean, why not? You know, there's a lot of things that we're adding these kind of safety things to, and I don't know. What if
it looks funny?
It's funny. It is.
And it looks like the Stay Puft or Michelin Man. It's a cocoon cut type thing that they say will go off seconds before hitting the ground.
Right. And it looks like it's up, along the top, kind of around the front. And then it doesn't it seem like it's just sort of down underneath, but not the whole fuselage.
I honestly...
I mean, I don't know how...
As I saw the story, I thought there are a lot of people, including one of my kids, who they don't want to fly.
Oh.
She doesn't want to fly. She does because we make her.
Mm-hmm.
Because we're like, you can't quit life at 12.
And we're not leaving. We're going on a family vacation.
I realize you've decided you're not, but you're going to do something scared. You're just going to have to.
Yeah.
That's the way it is.
Well, you're doing her a favor.
You know what's funny is I'm the one that will go left and be like, I'll stay home with her. And my wife will absolutely shoot me lasers from her eyes.
Death ray.
I will kill you if you open your mouth again. And I'm trying to help both of you. You seem to be in a death match here. I was just trying to help.
You're not helping.
Right.
You know what would help? If you would gag her and put her on the plane. Carry her on there.
Sheesh. Anyway, now I'm on board. I'm fully on board. I know to just leave
sure,
the room or,
right.
or just say what your mom
then he's
said.
Like, this sounds like a perfect opportunity for me to get out of this
Don't
vacation.
Say that.
You know it's true.
I wanted to go.
Sure you did.
Anyway, this plane, they say the engineers are calling it the first AI-powered crash survival system for an airplane.
I like it. I mean, put whatever you got to do to make us safe on planes.
The problem,
there are people who really freak out about it.
They say here is that there are weight limits.
Mm-hmm.
And this could be just way too freaking heavy to actually be useful. So we'll see. They're going to continue to work on it. But knowing that there are people deathly afraid of flying, I would like to see something like this happen. I don't know
I'm
how,
with you.
I don't, you know what, but
it's a safety plane.
If
it's
you
a safety plane.
You know, show people, hey, this thing works.
Right. Look, we're going to crash one right now and everyone's going to live.
That plane's going to fall from 25,000 feet and it's going to land like a feather.
Mm. I almost
don't
think,
shake your head.
I call
at me.
Shenanigans. I just don't.
Is it possible that we just looked at a funny? It does look so
and
fake.
And it just looks like it. I mean, it's just going to burst the bubble. I mean,
I know.
That's a mile in the sky you're falling.
It's titanium.
It is?
No, I just made that up. But I'm trying to, you know, argue for the side of the people who haven't flown anywhere because they start to hyperventilate before they get anywhere near the parking lot of the airport.
Maybe we should just tell those people that there are airbags on the plane. Don't worry, it's airbags. Even as you're crashing,
just show them that
fine.
Picture.
Just, right. Don't worry about it. Yep, we're on that plane. No problem.
Here are some things. I'm not going to do all 10.
All right.
Here are some things Americans wish counted as business casual.
Oh, like outfits that they could wear?
Our sweats. We all came through the pandemic and the term soft clothes was suddenly a thing.
Yes, right. I got my soft clothes on.
Where we, you know, I remember seeing my neighbor Ben across the street in denim. And I was like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Where are you going? I needed to get dressed. I just wanted to get dressed. Yeah. And I was like, oh, yeah. Well, I can't argue that. It has been a year.
Looks good. It's great. It just, you know, it's like shocking to see.
You put on denim to walk the trash cans down to the curb. All right. So
you do you.
It's been a minute since the pandemic, but we still have some, you know, lingering effects,
definitely.
After effects.
Yeah.
People are asking, are sweats business casual?
Well, some of the Lululemon
some
stuff
look great.
Looks, I mean, it does feel like soft clothes, but at least they look slick enough that you could pull, depending on what you pair them with.
Are yoga pants business casual?
I have thought about wearing my yoga pants to work.
You
could? Like a Monday or a Friday.
You could. I've worn yoga pants in here.
I haven't done it yet, though.
I think that for here, absolutely yes. Is fine. I think there are some, you know, places where...
Yeah, we're a radio station. Yeah. Like, you could wear...
Now,
whatever.
I will say that early on in my radio career, and you're early on in your own, I would show up to work in straight off the beach in surf trunks. And they would absolutely say, I had a lady pull me aside and say, where do you think you are? And I was like, huh? What's your problem?
California? Like,
well, but she was explaining to me, we would be doing you a disservice if we did not point out this is, while it's an entertainment, you know.
And it's cool.
And while you're in the studio, you also need to be professional. And we can't have
business.
Sand still on your feet and falling out of the bottom of your shorts. Like, you just can't. All right.
Yeah,
and I haven't worn shorts to work ever since. And that's since the 90s. Like, I just don't wear shorts to work.
Yeah.
It's a fine line between being comfortable and people thinking you don't care.
Right. Yeah. And that's what she was pointing out. You seem to not respect us all enough to get yourself together. And I was like, bro.
I'm a cis. Dude.
Take it easy.
Dudeen.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
Are shorts business casual? They're not.
No.
I'm telling you from experience. Are flannel shirts business casual? They can be.
Yeah. Mm.
They can be.
If they're nice and neat, they don't look too ratty. They're not like super oversized.
No, I could take you to some places where a flannel is $200.
Mm. Mm.
So yes, there are nice, well put together flannels. Sure. And then there are those $2 ones you buy that.
Right. My Costco flannels. I love those. Humongous. Oh, nice.
Do you wear one this weekend?
We have a few of them. We got enough so that if we do a fire out back, everybody can have them.
Everybody gets a everybody Costco can have a flannel.
So they all smell like smoke. And...
Oh, are sneakers business casual?
Yes.
Yeah.
They look
good.
Mm-hmm.
If your toes busting out the front and the heels all worn down.
Are you kidding?
Not.
Now, and I saw this the other day, it was an insert for your Nikes. So that it will go over the top of the, over this part of the shoe, the top of the foot.
Yeah.
To keep it from wrinkling because you don't want when you walk to have
crease.
Your shoe wrinkle. And while I understand young people have a different sensibilities than I guess I do, those are your sneakers. Like, come on, man.
Right. But people are like, remember Aho used to walk around.
No, I understand.
Like, lifted his feet, didn't want to crease the... He would walk so funny.
And now
so
you
funny.
Can insert these things in. I told you I was at Nike Town here in downtown San Francisco and the kid scuffed his shoe on the side of the little, I don't know, dresser. Like, mm-hmm. I don't know what to call it. It was like a
the little floor mirror
on.
Thing.
Whatever. And the guy, like, oh man! Oh no! And we're all sitting there like, what just happened to this kid? He works here. Didn't you get those on a deal as it is? There's got to be a perk, right?
Right, I would think. Just keep your mouth shut. Go swap it out with something out back.
I'm that way. I'm so fastidious about keeping my sneakers clean.
Oh.
And I have a lot of white sneakers.
Well, you know what I do is I get a new pair of sneakers.
Mm. Yeah, I just wear my sneakers.
That I don't pay $300
for.
Right,
right.
Well, when you do, you don't want them to get dirty.
Would you call yourself a collector?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I've got
there you go.
Probably 100 pair of sneakers.
At your apartment right now?
Yeah.
Don't get a puppy.
Well, you definitely need to sell at least half of those.
Yeah, why don't you sell them?
They're not all worth money. And you never know when you need them. Like, you know, you never know when I need to wear my Harry Potter sneakers. You know, they're there, and if I need to put them on, my Gryffindor sneakers, they're ready to go.
I see.
Yeah, I've got sneakers for...
Your Gryffindor.
For every possible occasion.
Yeah, I've got my pink and gray Space Jam edition of
Let
Air
me
Jordan.
See the sneakers you have on right now.
Plain white. Them. There's not even anything.
The purple
what
sole.
What are those?
Air Jordans.
Those are Jordans?
Yeah.
Put them up where I can see them, right in front of you on the thing over here.
All right, well. All right. And so what do those sell for? Are those $200 sneaks?
I don't know. I bought them a long time ago. I've had these for probably 6 years.
They look
good. Do look really new.
Yeah.
Very well done.
Thank you.
And I just feel like there's weather. I'm not going to think about that. But I could appreciate that some people... They care about fashion.
I would make, like, I kind of have this thought towards, well, they're just sneakers. What are you tripping on? But in reality, it's not like I have some hard shoes or whatever you want to call them.
Yeah.
I never wear those things.
Yeah.
I can't find an occasion to wear those two.
But you have them if you need to.
I do.
Weddings and funerals.
And even the wedding I went to was in the woods. It was like,
things can be very casual around here.
Heels for a, you know, clickety clackety shoes.
Is it time? You guys get to choose. They're both good. I will say that there was a decent amount to choose from today. Do you want to do how old is that guy or when did that happen?
When did that happen?
Okay.
Jinx, show me Coke.
When did Two and a Half Men premiere on CBS? Ran for 12 seasons. When did that go on the air? Two and a Half Men on CBS. Vinny, you're going first.
I'm going to say 97.
97. All right. What do you think, Maddie?
I'm going to say 2004.
04. All right.
01.
Oh, well, that's a point for Maddie. No, it's a point for Maddie. 03.
Ugh.
Maddie gets a point.
Yeah.
All right.
Whoop. When did the first Farm Aid concert happen? Willie Nelson, Neil Young, John Cougar, Mellencamp. They were the main organizers. But Johnny Cash played, Bob Dylan. John Denver was still alive. He played Foreigner and some unknown band called Bon Jovi.
I will say 1985.
85.
Why'd you say Cougar like that? Did he add that in? Is that not
he used to
he
be.
Was John Cougar when he put his first record out. Then he was John Cougar Mellencamp, and now he's just John Mellencamp.
Interesting.
You didn't know that he was John Cougar? I thought that was the coolest name.
How would she know that?
I don't know.
Well, I don't even know who he is, really.
Oh.
I know the name.
He had a lot of hits.
Tons of hits, yeah.
And
Jack and Diane, you know that song? Little Diddy about Jack and Diane.
It was MTV stuff.
Yeah.
She wouldn't know that.
Little Pink Houses.
Uh-huh. And in fact,
Small Town.
When I drove across the country, I would say the most played artist was John Mellencamp. Mm.
Well, he fits a lot of formats.
Like, just kept coming up, and
I
was
down home music.
This was the late 90s, but still.
Mm. All right, so Maddie says 85. What do you say, Bob?
86.
When was the first Farm Aid concert? 86.
88.
It was exactly 85. That's 2 points for Maddie.
Wow.
What year did Friends debut on NBC? What year did Friends debut on NBC, Bob?
I have a question.
Yes, dear.
What year did Friends end?
I'm not going to tell you that.
I have a question.
I'll tell you after you guys pick. Because then I'll tell you if I tell you when it ended and you know it ran for 10 seasons.
Right. Then I'm figuring it out.
94.
94. What do you think, Ben?
Thanks for no help.
You're right.
95.
Well, you know I'm going to go with 96.
Well, it was 94. So that's two points for Bob.
Oh, Bobby, Bobby, Bobby!
What year did Baywatch premiere on NBC? That ran for 11 seasons. What year did we get the gift of Baywatch? David Hasselhoff, Pam Anderson, other people.
Wasn't it Carmen Electra?
She was on there for a while.
Yeah.
Eggert?
Nicole Eggert.
Yasmin Bleak.
Oh, yeah. All right. I don't feel so bad
about
it. I
know that from Friends.
Oh.
Because they watch Baywatch on it. So I'm that's helping me figure out my year guess.
Well, you just helped me figure out my year guess, too.
Oh,
thank you so much.
Is it me?
I think it is Mattias first.
I'm going to say 1989.
89.
I was going to say, I'll say 91.
Okay.
92.
89. Exactly 89. That's two more points for Maddie.
Nice.
And what year did Lost premiere on ABC? What year did we...
These are hard.
Do you think?
Yeah.
Lost.
I never even watched Lost. Did you?
I did. Yeah. I watched it pretty religiously for four seasons maybe, and John hung on. He was like, I just got to see what's going on with it, and he was so disappointed.
Wasn't it all a dream?
I think they were just all dead.
Oh.
Spoiler.
I don't really know, though.
They didn't know while they were writing it what...
Yeah, that
was
the thing. Remember, there was all kinds of crap in the first season, like the polar bears and the shaking trees.
In
and
the
that
first
just
season.
In the very first season. They had all these things. I'm like, they never went back to the polar bears and the shaking trees.
Nope.
Weird. Okay, so Bob, I believe you're first on this
2000.
One.
2000.
The year 2000. What do you think, Ben?
2001.
2002.
You're rotten.
It was 2004. That's another point for Maddie. And by a score of 6-2-0, 2 points for Bob, 0 points for Vinny. It is Maddie on the show today.
Maddie. I don't feel like you had to point out I got third. Like, that's not necessary.
Well, there's three people. There's three people, so I do try to say. Just that you very rarely don't get any points, Vin, so I had to point it out for the people who are rooting for El Campeón.
Far too much. Jeez. Goodbye.
Keep it here on Alice all day. Mason and Jane have tickets for Ed Sheeran every hour at 5 after all day long, and we'll see you back here tomorrow. By then, Monday will be over.
Thank you. Yeah.
Wake up, Bay Area.
This is amazing.
With Sarah and Vinny.
You stole the car and let that guy drive?
Alice at 97.3.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.